is going to join us for the 10th Play Report, sponsored by Trace Agaves, here in the 9 o'clock hour, and Betsy Rosenberg from EcoTalk. So it's a busy day. We're going to have a lot of fun. Mr. Kopp is going to have
good
fun.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Cheery good morning.
Yeah, it is a cheery good morning.
This is like deja vu all over again.
You used to do it.
Haven't
radio.
Done this in 14 years.
it's bicycle.
Since another station, but since some of the commercials talk about another station.
No, we don't talk
this very hour.
No, we don't talk about other stuff. No, 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 no. We try to mention our call numbers and letters 960 KQKE over and over to imprint it upon their DNA.
Well, fine. Okay.
We're going to have a good day, John.
All right, guys. Talk to you in a minute. Our quick news team special on the run up to 9/11 coming up next, and then 7 to 10. The gentleman you just heard. That's the Progressive News Hour today. Thanks very much for joining us. The podcast of the News Hour or more will be posted up very soon at quakeradio.com. And thanks for listening. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose at 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, September 11th, the road to readiness 5 years later. How prepared are we and what lies ahead?
The Turk Street headquarters for OES and Homeland Security in San Francisco is a very busy place.
If any major incident happens in the city, whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist event, the major representatives from the city departments who have a responder role will be in this room.
San Francisco OES spokeswoman Laura Adelman says since 9/11, the Department of Homeland Security and the Office of Emergency Services has combined resources, and those federal dollars are now being shared between San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose. The Bay Area has benefited quite a bit from that money.
We have used these dollars to buy different types of equipment for our first responders. We've done a lot of different trainings and exercises and ramped that up from what it was before. In the past several years, we've done a tremendous amount of training.
And despite the recent reduced funding, the money has been well spent.
The Homeland Security grant funds started after September 11th, and since that time, the dollar amount has gone down every year. There's a lot of different needs and priorities out there, and there's never enough money to cover all of them, but we've been using the grant funds to do planning, training, exercises, and buying equipment.
OES spokeswoman Laura Adelman says some of that Homeland Security money helped to pay for putting together a very important public education disaster prep website called 72hours.org.
Get the message out that this is a partnership. We need you to be prepared to be on your own for a minimum of 72 hours so that the first responders here can focus their efforts on those most in need of our help. We want you to be able to have the supplies, and we want you to be able to have a family plan.
In our next segment, the key roles played by the State Office of Emergency Services since 9/11.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Wells Fargo. Now, here's something new and different. A crash on 4 westbound. This is a G Street in Antioch, now over on the shoulder. It was blocking for a few minutes. Three-car crash now in the center divide on 101 northbound before Yerba Buena Road. North Bay troubles include Petaluma. 101 southbound of Petaluma Boulevard. This is a brand-new crash. CHP didn't tell us what's blocking, but it does say that a lane is blocked. Bay Bridge approach is okay. 80, 580, and 880 up to the maze are running all right, so we hear. Metering lights are not on or just will get turned on in the next couple of seconds. Pretty heavy up the incline through the tunnel and over to the Fremont Street off-ramp. Why wait for Sunday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all of your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for Sunday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. We'll check this morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott, and good morning. It's 7:05 a.m. on 960 a.m. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Unfortunately, we don't have the former mayor, Willie Brown, with us this morning. He may join us in the 9 o'clock hour because that's when he gets off the plane as he's coming up. No, this morning we are honored to have the Honorable Judge Quentin Kopp has joined us as a fill-in guest, probably not the first time. Good morning, sir.
Good, Jerry, good morning.
And
to everybody.
Yes.
Where are they?
They're in their cars. They're at home. They're listening on the Internet. You can actually listen. I have friends in New York who listen to the show every morning. They log on to quakeradio.com, and they stream it. And I get vast reports, very detailed reports of how I screwed up every morning.
Well, as I said before we began, this is deja vu all over again because it's been 14 years since I last did a talk show of my own on another station.
On another station.
Which remains unidentified, except for those history students of local radio.
And
who was the first Bay Area talk show host? There's your trivia question.
Owen Spann?
No. Ira Blue.
Ira Blue.
Ira Blue.
What
See how many
that?
People pick up on that, huh?
Well, I didn't move here till late.
Oh, in the late 1950s, middle 1950s. Yeah.
And who else was on the radio back then?
Oh, gosh. Now you're testing my memory.
Yes.
You are. I flunked the test. It'll come to me in about 30 minutes.
Well, Sherwood was on. Don Sherwood
well,
was
Don
on.
Well, Don Sherwood,
that
yeah.
was the 60s,
but
right?
That was a DJ show.
Yeah.
With a little more gossamer to it, to be sure. And I'm thinking of, I'm thinking of other people who are now dead. Doug Pledger was on the classical music station.
Uh-huh.
Heard Doug Pledger?
No.
Okay. He is still alive and good and smoking. Can you imagine?
Yes.
In his 80s and smoking.
Totally imagine that.
So there's a reverse health.
So you've had incredible different careers. How did you start? You were
first
state
and
senator
foremost
for 12 years.
Yeah. A state senator from 86 to 98. San Francisco Board of Supervisors, 71 to 86, and a judge since 1999. San Mateo Superior Court, enjoying it still, hugely.
So, is Superior Court, what is your purview? What kind of cases do you get?
Everything,
really?
Except small claims court. So criminals, civil trials, misdemeanors, felonies on the criminal side, and what used to be municipal court civil damage cases, less than $25,000 at stake. But since the consolidation of the municipal and superior courts about 10 years ago, could get a $10,000 case one day or one week, and maybe a couple weeks later,
a couple billion.
Multi-million dollar
yeah.
case.
So it's always interesting.
It is. I love the law, and I love being a judge, and I had my days in electoral politics, and I remember them.
Which do you prefer, the law or politics?
I think I prefer the law.
Yeah.
I prefer the law. And if I had my life to live over and I got everything I wanted, I'd be a judge first, and then I'd be in the legislature, because I would know
what you
how poorly written some laws are. And how many gaps and omissions there are in some statutes, which then makes a judge try to ascertain what the legislative intent was, which then leads people sometimes to accuse a judge of being a activist judge.
When actually he's just being interpretive.
Actually just being a judge. That's what judges do. And that's why I'm amused by the characterization of people as activist judges.
Well, the problem is hardly anybody gets to be a judge right out of law school. I mean,
that's,
you know,
you have to be in practice at least 10 years.
Oh, that's an actual rule. I didn't know. I thought there were guidelines.
That's a state constitutional requirement. And some people are lucky, in my view, and make it in their 30s. And if I had been appointed in my 30s, I would have been perfectly happy to serve 20 years or so, and then try my hand at legislating, if I'd been lucky enough to be elected.
Where'd you go to law school?
The Harvard Law School.
Harvard?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up here? You grew up
no,
here.
No, I grew up in Syracuse, New York, the fair city of diversified industry, in the heart of scenic central New York.
Except there's no more industry
in the heart of scenic central New York, or all across upstate New York as well.
Our co-host right there, who is speaking to me, is the judge, Quentin Kopp. He's a local figure. We've known him. He's been part of the landscape. You are familiar as that bridge under which we are broadcasting from today, live at the Hotel Vitale, if somebody wants to come down. And, of course, you've been looking in the news. We've both been following the news. There's a lot going on. There's George Bush, who's on his PR tour, trying to change the dialogue, trying to scare everybody so they run behind his skirts. Before 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on November 7, 2006. I don't think he cares about Hawaii. I think he's just worried all the way up to here. Have you seen his Rolling Thunder tour as he's shooting through America?
I haven't seen it, but I read about it. Mm-hmm. I am more of a reader than a watcher of the tube. I miss much, I'm sure, as far as contemporary culture is concerned.
Well, you missed the
visuals,
but I
was interested listening about 6 this morning to your predecessor describing and explaining the origin of the word news.
Did not
hear that. The origin of the word news is north, east, west, and south.
Ah.
There is good trivia. And as a collector, I will use it.
North, east, west, and south.
Yeah. But I like it in print.
Yeah,
I want to hang on to it.
I'm glad it's not known as south, north, east, and west, because it would have been snoo. And now with the snoo.
Not bad.
Not bad. It's a busy week, because on Monday, of course, is the 5th anniversary. And 5 years after, I don't know how you put this without sounding trivial or...
Where were you that day?
Well, that's what I'm most interested in, is the personal stories. I was at Candlestick, of course, for the World Series.
No, that was in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, that's October
17th, 1989. No, I was on my way. I was going to the airport. I was supposed to fly down to New Orleans. And you?
Same thing. Taking my wife to the airport to fly to Chicago. And as we drove to the airport, we heard the reports on radio, and as we reached the radio, I saw a fellow who I see every 4 or 5 years, well-known lawyer, Tony Serra.
Oh, yeah.
And Tony was walking away from the entrance to the United Airlines terminal and said, everything is shut down. So my wife thereupon was left with the train to Chicago the next day, which is a story in itself. But I'll wait till she's your guest so she can tell the story.
So did you dropped her off here?
I dropped her
in Emeryville.
Went back home. And then I went down to the courthouse, and we were one of the few courts that did not shut down in the Bay Area. San Mateo Superior Court stayed open and processed cases and other proceedings throughout the day.
Imagine that you were constantly keeping track of the events leading up. We were just getting ready to go to the airport because I think it was at 9:15 a.m. So we had to be there, you know, at least an hour in advance, and then you got to leave 40 minutes in advance. So it was about 7, and everything happened all at once. I remember hearing about the first one and then watching TV for the second one. And then just watching TV for 2 days straight. And I had to perform. A friend of mine was supposed to perform in town. Of course, he couldn't get here. Louis Black is a comedian from New York. He was going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club, which was at the time down in Fisherman's Wharf. So he couldn't do it, so I filled in for him on Thursday, the 13th. And I had to do jokes. I remember trying to do jokes. And it was amazing because it was so cathartic. It was like doing therapy on stage. People needed to laugh. They needed to be reminded that life wasn't over. And I think comedy somehow put like a handle on it so that you could carry. And, you know, we weren't doing jokes about the death and destruction. I was mostly talking about the media coverage.
As though it hadn't happened.
No.
Oh, as though it did happen.
No, talking about the fact.
And on the coverage.
Yeah, talking about the fact that, you know, where was Bruce Willis when you needed him, you know, to save him? And I remember MSNBC, this was when the crawl thing at the bottom of the newscasts, where they run the graphics on the bottom. I remember one of them on MSNBC said, New York City reports no unusual looting. So apparently it was just a normal Tuesday night load, you know. There were jokes that could be found, and I should go back over my notes for that night and find out what it was that we were talking about. I remember George Bush was right out front giving a speech to the nation, and no one knew where Cheney was. Cheney was at an undisclosed location. They kept carrying him around. But just
not at the Naval Observatory.
And actually, I hear.
Apparently. Not at the Naval Observatory.
I hear he was golfing in Maryland at the time.
Now, is that part of the conspiracy theory?
No. I was in D.C., and someone told me. Yeah. Well, we got Michael Isikoff coming up in the next segment. And he's going to be talking about his new book, which is called Hubris, that he wrote with David Korn from Nation Magazine. And we're in the 8 o'clock hour. We have a couple of guests from the movie Loose Change. 9 o'clock hour, Betsy Rosenberg and Debbie Durst. It's a chock-a-block show. I'm Will Durst. Our guest host is the Honorable Quentin Kopp. And we're here for you, so give us your calls. Keep in touch with us, 866-960-5753. John Scott has all the latest headlines. Maybe we'll find out what's happening with the shuttle, if they're still grounded or if they're going to head up into the atmosphere and the heavens, all right here on 960 The Quake.
/717 to 960 The Quake. Indeed, let's get you updated from the Quake newsroom. Shuttle Atlantis astronauts are suited up, and STS-115 is all ready to go, but whether it launches today, we don't know yet. There's a fuel sensor problem. NASA engineers are a little bit nervous about it. They're leaning toward delaying the launch till tomorrow, but at the moment, scheduled to go at 8:40 our time. Democratic candidate for governor Phil Angelides holding a town hall meeting with students at City College in San Francisco, 10 o'clock this morning. Then Angelides will head to San Jose to meet up with representatives of the Service Employees International Union at a conference they're holding. Over 50,000 Think Progress readers have written ABC in the last couple of days about the path to 9/11, which reportedly points to the Clinton administration as being responsible for pre-9/11 failures. And Democrats in Congress have also written a letter to ABC asking them to correct the movie. The network says it has no plans to drop the broadcast this weekend. Quake traffic at 7:18. San Leandro crash. This is new. 238 northbound before East 14th. CHP thinks it's blocking a lane. They're going to send a car out in the next couple of minutes. Stall in the left lane of 101 northbound at the Cesar Chavez off-ramp. Bay Bridge meter and lights on. It's heavy up the incline, but no major problems reported. Our weekend forecast, mild in the Bay Area through Sunday. Sunny, a little bit windy. Daytime highs, 50s beaches, 60s and 70s on the peninsula, and only the upper 70s in the inland areas. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW. Or go to streamingbmw.com.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advances in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast. All for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. 9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD Radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
For corporations,
the view from the left, for people like us. 960, The Quake.
Particularly if they're going to claim it's based on the 9/11 Commission report, they shouldn't have scenes which are directly contradicted by the factual findings of the 9/11 Commission. That's all. I just want people to tell the truth, and not to pretend that something's not.
That's all. I just don't want people saying that stuff is true when it's not.
I miss Bill Clinton. We are keeping it real with Will and Quentin here on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst, and that is the Honorable Judge Quentin Kopp, who is joining and filling in for the Honorable Willie Brown. And I guess I'm the dishonorable one in this troika right here. But we have another honorable. We have Michael Isikoff joining us from Washington, D.C. Michael, Oh, Michael's not there, but he is the author of a new book called Hubris, the inside story of spin scandal and the selling of the Iraq war. And it's him and David Korn from Nation Magazine.
Some terrific stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In that book, from the excerpts that have been provided me.
Well, he's on the air with us. Say hello to him.
No. Michael?
Oh. In and
well,
out.
Well, I'm going to rely on you the rest of the morning, aren't I?
Yeah, I guess so. The Iraqi war is right now. Bush is trying to. My favorite comment yesterday was when he had that interview with Katie Couric. And Michael, you are there with us now. And I don't know if you were able to see the interview with Bush. And hey, how you doing? When Bush said the hardest part of my job is to link the Iraqi war with the war on terror.
Well, you know, that's been the pitch all along, as we've laid out. Have you gotten your copies of Hubris?
No, I haven't gotten a copy, and is it in the bookstores yet?
Well, we sent it to you. I'm distressed to hear this.
I'm not worried about that. I'll get it.
Just one of those administrative glitches. Every high-powered organization has one.
No, it's such a popular book.
They're intercepting the mail now.
That's right.
I mean, they're suppressing. On sale date is today. We did send you advanced copies, and it's taken off like a rocket, man, and it's exactly on this very issue. I mean, and that's what the book is centrally about, it's the inside story of spin scandal, the selling of the Iraq war, and one of the central themes is the way they tried to tie the Iraq war to the war on terror, and the contortions that put the U.S. intelligence agencies through, trying to come up with the evidence that would support that case. And it's actually directly relevant to what the president did this week in the case of the CIA secret site prisons and the bringing to Guantanamo those 14 high-value al-Qaeda detainees, starting with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Ramzi bin al-Shib, the architects of 9/11. The public, I think, is going to be all for that. Nobody's going to have any sympathy for these guys, the architects of 9/11. But what's conspicuously absent from the president's announcement are the other high-value al-Qaeda detainees who are not being brought to Guantanamo because they don't want to talk about them. And one in particular who was crucial to the selling of the Iraq war was a guy we talk about at great length in our book, Ibn Sheikh al-Libi. This is a story that, you know, really ought to be much better known and ought to be explored through some sort of independent investigation. He was the first al-Qaeda guy captured in Afghanistan. The FBI had control of him. They were making progress with him. They thought the guy was cooperating. Then the CIA steps in. George Tenet goes to the White House, gets control of Ibn Sheikh al-Libi. They take him to these black sites prisons. He's taken to the Egyptians. The Egyptians interrogate him under techniques that are still very murky, but one that we talk about in the book is mock burials. You throw a guy in a hole and you start filling up the dirt, making him believe he's about to be buried alive.
But that's not torture.
After this technique, Ibn Sheikh al-Libi tells the story about how Saddam supposedly was training al-Qaeda operatives in poisons and gases. Bin Laden had sent two operatives to Iraq, makes it straight into the president's Cincinnati speech, straight into Secretary of State Powell's speech. It was the prime evidence Powell cited as the sister nexus between Saddam, weapons of mass destruction, and al-Qaeda. Prominently used in the run-up to the war. After the war, after the invasion, Ibn Sheikh al-Libi is transferred out of Egyptian custody and recants the entire story, admits he made it up, and the CIA withdraws all its reporting on the prime piece of evidence that was used by the administration to make the case for the sinister nexus. And one of the things we point out in telling the story in the book, because it's a crucial one, is that people within the U.S. intelligence community had doubts about Ibn Sheikh al-Libi's story all along.
And it was a coerced confession.
They wrote emails. They said, we can't go out saying this. And yet the president and Secretary of State Powell used it.
Something that we always suspected. That's Michael Isikoff. He's the co-author of Hubris, which is a book that just come out today. The inside story is spin scandal and the selling of the Iraq war that he co-wrote with David Korn. He's on the air, 960 The Quake, with myself, Will Durst, and the Honorable Judge Quentin Kopp, who's filling in for Willie Brown this morning. And it seems like the president is... been enlisted by you guys to promote your book. I mean, how did you do that?
You know, we'll take all
any help you can get.
Help we can get.
Damn straight.
But, This
is quite a revelation, though, that the coerced confession of a man who thought he was going to die, was just making stuff up, suddenly changed the world.
And you know what? What's so striking, and one of the things we discovered in the course of reporting on this, is the FBI guys were apoplectic about this. We identify in the book the FBI agent who had control of Ibn Sheikh al-Libi, who was absolutely beside himself when he learns he's going to have to give up control to the CIA. He watches the CIA guy come in there and take control. They wrap him in duct tape. They put a hood over his head. They squirrel him away. The guy, the CIA guy, makes a remark in the FBI agent's presence. You're going to Egypt, and when you get to Egypt, I, the CIA guy, am going to do something I can't say on the air to your mother, okay? And that's the sort of approach that was being taken under these aggressive interrogation practices by the CIA and its partner agencies, in this case the Egyptians. And, you know, the point that was made by the FBI is, and I don't want to glorify the FBI here, but their whole point is, if you treat people that way, if you interrogate them that way, you're not going to get reliable information. They're going to tell you what they think
you want to hear.
After Pearl Harbor, there was an investigation which destroyed the careers and maybe the lives of two men, Admiral Kimmel and General Short. And I compare that to the lack of any identification of fault, sheer fault, with respect to governmental officials in the wake of 9/11/01.
Now, Michael Isikoff, your book, Hubris, is available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble?
It's on sale in bookstores today. It's certainly available on Amazon. We've taken off like a rocket on Amazon. We were up to 19 last night for a book that hasn't even come out yet.
It's congratulations, buddy.
It's already, we already created quite a stir because we, had the Armitage story. A lot of this, the book is primarily about the signing of the war. There's a lot about the Valkyrie plane investigation and a lot that people don't know about that investigation and how it ties directly into the need to defend what everybody knew by the spring of 2003 was a faulty and misleading case for the invasion of Iraq. And that's why the Wilson affair blew up the way that it did. Anyway,
Michael, how long?
It revealed Richard Armitage's role. He finally confessed last night.
Right.
We think we've done a modest public service in that, but there's a lot more that goes beyond Armitage about Karl Rove's role, about Scooter Libby's role, about Vice President Cheney's direct role in this that's laid out in Hubris.
How long did it require to put all this together?
We've been working on it since last November. Last November, December.
And it's current to July?
I'm sorry?
It's current to July of 2006?
It goes right up through July of 2006. In fact, the some of the Armitage revelations that have only come out because other media have chased the book in the last few days are all in the book. So I was quite amused to listen to Armitage last night describe his phone call to Secretary of State Powell when he reads the Novak column and concludes, oh my God, that's me. And it's exactly how we laid it out in the book. So,
you flushed out the quails.
I wonder
thanks for doing it. Well, thanks for joining us, Michael Isikoff, chief investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine and also the co-author of Hubris with David Korn, a regular guest here on 960 The Quake. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour, CNN, some news, and coming back, we're going to have the tape that Arnold Schwarzenegger does not want you to hear, especially if you're Cuban or Puerto Rican. All here on 960 The Quake.
At 9:60, The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The launch of STS-115 Shuttle Atlantis still scheduled to go at 8:40 this morning. If you are a real space buff, you can go to the Ames Research Center, the NASA facility in Mountain View. Doors are open right now, and they'll have an astronaut actually on site to answer questions before liftoff, if it indeed does happen at 8:40. Downtown Oakland has about 20 different construction projects underway at the moment. That's probably the busiest construction zone in the Bay Area. Here's the problem. Thieves are looting the job sites, stealing aluminum and copper and selling it for scrap. Some of these guys walk onto sites in broad daylight and lift the materials, and they're taking workers' tools on their way out as well. ABC now says that they plan to make what they call, quote, adjustments and refinements to the 9/11 miniseries that has been inundated from criticism from top Clinton administration officials. An ABC executive told the Washington Post this morning the network wants to make clearer that it was general indecisiveness by officials that left the country vulnerable to terror attacks and not any one individual, namely Bill Clinton. The docudrama will be shown Sunday and Monday night, supposed to be based in part on the 9/11 Commission's report. Let's check traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center, 7:35. Heads up for a crash near East 14th Street, blocking a lane on 238 northbound as you head over to 880. 101 southbound at Petaluma Boulevard, crash was blocking, now in the center of Divide. As you come up to the maze, 880 northbound before 23rd Ave in Oakland, crash on the shoulder. It's slow from 66th up to that accident site. Highway 4 westbound, Willow Pass Road. Every morning it's something else. This is now a stall. Second lane from the left. Bay Bridge metering lights on. Heavy up the incline, but no stalls or incidents reported on the upper deck into San Francisco. Right now it's a sleep train during their mattress price war sale. The top brands are battling it out to see who can give you the best savings. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for 12 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website, quakeradio.com. Here's the weekend forecast. Real nice, mild, a little breezy through Sunday. Daytime highs, 50s beaches, 60s and 70s on the peninsula, and only the upper 70s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Jeff! It's back, and it's bigger than ever on HBO.
You know it's a rough world when the vice president doing a drive-by.
The show that made history is about to make a whole lot more.
How do you feel about being kicked out of Olympics because of steroids?
Well, basically, this is ridiculous.
Russell Simmons' Death Comedy Jam, hosted by Mike Epps.
Y'all think I'm going to hell for that joke right there?
Guests include Bill Bellamy, Mark Curry, Earthquake, Adele Gibbons, D.L. Hughley, and many more.
As I said, black people are lazy. They don't like to work. We worked in this country for 400 years for free. We ain't lazy. We on vacation.
Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy Jam. The legend continues. All new episodes Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, beginning September 10th on HBO. Or see it first on HBO On Demand.
Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy Jam is back and bigger than before, with new host Mike Epps and a rotating lineup of fresh and familiar faces. Don't miss Deaf Comedy Jam, beginning Sunday, September 10th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Lump, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
On Sunday, September 10th, the San Francisco Zoo is proud to host the first annual Latino Heritage Celebration. Join them for a day of entertainment featuring live music by Jose Luis Orozco. There will also be dance groups, delicious foods, and unique crafts for your family to enjoy. You can even see one of their baby bears play with a piñata filled with its favorite food, or allow their zookeepers to introduce you to an animal from Latin America. America, all on September 10th at the San Francisco Zoo. Presented by Fisher Price. For more information, visit sfzoo.org.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960 The Quake.
What good is a man who won't take a stand? What good is a city with no better plan? I believe in a better way.
We're trying to bring you that better way. Here on 960 The Quake, my name is Will Durst. Joining me is co-host, guest co-host on this Friday, September 8th. My God. 09-08-06, 7:40 a.m., the Honorable Quentin Kopp.
Back in the saddle again.
Welcome back to radio,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. 14 years.
Yeah. I can't see why you gave it up. Just, you know, a little busy here and there. You know what we got? We got this clip.
They call it the Code of Judicial Conduct. And I know you won't let me trip over it this morning.
No, sir. No, sir. We're going to throw that Code of Judicial Conduct fence around you, and you can speak on other things. But what we do have is we have that clip. Now, supposedly, this is a live tape of Arnold Schwarzenegger in a staff meeting talking about a Republican assemblywoman. Is that true?
Bonnie Garcia from Riverside County.
Let's play the clip.
Bonnie Garcia is a great. She's a ball buster. She's great. Is she Puerto Rican?
She seems to be like Cuban.
She's not Mexican.
No.
Because she said something. I thought she was Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican are the same thing as Cuban. I mean, they all are very hot. They have the black blood in them and part of the Latino blood in them.
And what kind of blood? What was the second kind of blood?
Latino.
So it's black blood and Latino blood?
That's what I heard.
I know what he meant. I mean, he meant fiery. He meant, spitfire, the Is he? You think he's going to get in trouble for this?
Oh, I think it'll be a story.
Yeah,
for 3 days. 2 days?
But it's not going to affect the turnout of the Hispanic community.
I wouldn't think so.
No. I don't think so either. I don't think it makes
she
it
has
that
the
bad.
Distinction, evidently, of being the only Republican Latina in the legislature.
Here's what I'm curious about. How do they get that tape in a staff meeting?
But you're in the business. Tell me.
Well, these are staffers.
All I know is litigation, but I am mystified as to how you, number one, why tape a meeting? One answer, of course, is to remember points that are made, remember assignments that are conferred on people who are participating from staff. But having taped it, how does someone have the gall on your staff to distribute it?
And how did it get out? Who got the tape the first? And I mean, who was the first connect?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to listen to this.
Maybe it was, it wasn't KOIT.
No,
and when did the meeting occur?
Yeah,
was that identified?
Yeah, we don't know if it was recent.
This year, last year?
Yeah. It could have been 100 days ago. It could have been.
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught on tape saying something that was a bit indiscreet?
No, because I grew up in the Neanderthal age. Okay, but I, of course, I popped off a few times in print. I recall, over 20 years ago, someone asked me a question from a Tallahassee, Florida newspaper. By telephone, about the fact that a majority of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors consisted of females. That meant 6 out of 11. And did that make a difference? Innocently, I said, I don't see any difference. And that was contorted into an anti-feminine remark.
What? Now, what?
Yeah, it was used.
I don't see any
it was
difference.
Used against me about a year later
in an election
during my campaign for re-election.
Oh, all right,
well, that's so, about as close I think as I've come.
Well, politics is like fire. You know, you need to fight politics with politics. It's interesting.
But,
I don't know.
But
if,
this world of tape is dangerous.
Haven't we learned anything from Watergate? Don't tape anything. There are no tapes. You put everything, not even notes, shorthand. Only you know the code to.
And Bob was describing how material on the Internet comes to happen and is taken and used. Dangerous world.
Well, Mr. The lovely and talented Bob Agnew, or as I call him, Old Bullethead, has actually, I do call you that.
Sartorially,
you know, yes.
Wonderful.
But no,
Bob,
he looks
Agnew.
Great. He's, you know, yeah. as Paul Wells, our producer, said, Willie Brown has raised the bar for all of us.
Something's happened because he cleans up good in the 21st century.
But Bob, you said that the Steve Irwin Stingray footage is up on YouTube already? See, now that's the question. Who's going to go look at it? I probably will, just for journalistic purposes. You know.
Interesting column by Deborah Saunders yesterday in the San Francisco Chronicle to the effect that he got what he deserved for playing around with nature.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. Yeah, do you remember
tough
that?
Line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he brought nature to a lot of people, but it had never... I mean, he made it entertaining. It wasn't like Marlon Perkins, you know. And there we see Jim carried off by the water buffalo in his tongue. And then, you know, so that would always depress people. And he made it lively. And he made it interesting. He got close up. I mean, he got right in the animal's face. So you got a different angle. And I thought he made it accessible. He made nature accessible to a lot of people.
Tragic.
Oh, my God. What a fluke.
Yep.
No, not a fluke. A stingray.
Yeah.
I guess now we know why he was the crocodile hunter, not the stingray hunter. Okay, coming back, we're going to have the burst of Durst in the next segment where I speak about...
Well, my knees are knocking already.
No, it's about the whole pot cookie thing. I'm going to talk about that. My disappointment with youth of today. coming up.
Keeping it real with Will
and Quentin.
The Will and the Judge, the Dishonorable and the Honorable, all here and in the studio, all there.
John Scott with all the latest headlines and possibly the fate of the newest space shuttle here in 960 The Clay.
...747 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. As Will just alluded, STS-115 Space Shuttle Atlantis scheduled for liftoff on time at 8:40. NASA engineers are a little leery, but the countdown continues. They may try and push it back till tomorrow, but right now it's on. The latest from Sacramento, the scandal that will be talked about with the wagging tongues for the next few days from the Quake's John Rivers.
Get ready to hear a lot in the next few days about a tape recording of comments made by Governor Schwarzenegger in a closed-door meeting with his advisors. The governor on the tape is heard referring to Cubans and Puerto Ricans as being very hot because, he says, of their black blood and their Latino blood. You can expect Democrats to jump on the comments as politically incorrect or some similar variation thereof. Republicans, meanwhile, have already begun their job of poo-pooing the statements. Assemblywoman Bonnie Garcia, who is, by the way, Puerto Rican and the only Latino Republican in the state legislature, says Schwarzenegger's comments don't bother her. As a matter of fact, she often tells him she's a hot-blooded Latina.
It's not necessarily the cool weather that's worrying folks in wine country. That will take care of itself. The crush will be pushed back a couple of weeks, but there are simply not enough workers to bring in the crop. Ever since the immigration debate started making headlines and the border has become slightly more fortified with California National Guard troops, the number of agricultural workers coming up this way from Mexico has slowed. A 22% drop in cross-border labor compared to this time last year. And up in Lake County, the pear crop is in big trouble. A good chunk of that fruit just won't get picked because of the worker shortage. Quake traffic, 749, Petaluma, 101 southbound at Petaluma Boulevard. Crash now in the center divide, slow from San Antonio Road up to it. 4 westbound, slow between Somersville and 680. There's a stall at Willow Pass Road that's keeping you slow there. Caldecott Tunnel, pretty busy on eastbound 24. Westbound, we haven't heard about any problems yet this morning. Bay Bridge, metering lights on. The approaches are okay to the maze. The backup is to about the 880 overcrossing. Quake weather for the weekend, mild in the Bay Area through Sunday. Sunny and a little windy. Daytime highs, 50s beaches, 60s and 70s on the peninsula, and the upper 70s, well, inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, no, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to HelpYourCommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
How you get to hear the results, the new fall season. It starts September 18th on 960 The Quake. It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their specials, sales, and events. All right, now I just got to tell you, the story depresses the heck out of me. Two UC Berkeley students and a recent university graduate were arrested yesterday on drug charges in connection with a batch of marijuana-laced cookies that sent 13 students from a residential co-op in Berkeley to local hospitals. What happened was Wednesday, 13 people ages 18 to 25 at the Cloyne Court Co-op, which houses 150 students, experienced adverse reactions after eating marijuana cookies, brownies, and cookie dough. And they called for help. According to Alameda County Fire Captain Tim Dillon, their symptoms ranged from anxiety, rapid heart rate, chest pains, and, quote, a feeling of doom, unquote. Oh, I've been there, my brother. Especially since January 2001. Doom, doom. Detective Jason Collum said that police have sent crumbs to a laboratory for analysis. Dude, you gotta check my munchies. I think they're bogus. Now, this is just another in a continuing series of examples of how the new generation is failing us. They can't even make pot cookies, for crumbs' sake. This isn't Finger Butt Kansas. This is Berkeley. Hello? Don't eat the cookie if it's going to affect your nookie. Beware the uncooked dough, man. This is the very reason that I don't smoke pot or eat cookies. It's gotten too good. I get paranoid. I'm serious. I'm the author of the Paranoid Trilogy. What is it? Who are they? And why me? And that's your Burst of Durst for today. It's gotten too strong. Quentin, you know this. Judge Cobb.
I want to see what happens over in the DA's office on this case.
That'll be interesting. Now, you got a bill.
In Alameda County.
You got a bill before the Senate, right? You're trying to get something.
Yeah, it's related. For 5 years, I've been trying to get the Assembly to approve a bill, which the Senate approves every session. There's an anachronism in our law, in the Health and Safety Code, for possession of an ounce or less of marijuana. A misdemeanor. A misdemeanor, unless the law specifies otherwise, is punishable. Maximum fine of $1,000, maximum 6 months in county jail. But about 30 years ago, during the Jerry Brown days, the legislature passed a bill, and Brown signed that bill, which wrote in to the Health and Safety Code a $100 maximum fine
for less than
possession,
an ounce,
of marijuana. Now, it's still a misdemeanor. That means somebody says, I can't afford an attorney, I have to appoint an attorney for the person. Taxpayer expense. A demand for a jury trial has to be granted. Taxpayer expense. Then the trial occurs probably 2 to 3 days. Let's say the average is 2.5 to 3 days. $300 an hour is the calculation by the California Judicial Council for each hour of a jury trial. Say it's an 8-hour day.
You're talking like $4,000.
You're talking about more than $4,000. You're talking about $5,000 to $7,200 a trial. Jury convicts the defendant. What can I do? Fine him $100. If it is an infraction, if it's an infraction, like a speeding ticket, you're not entitled to a court-appointed attorney. You can hire your own or represent yourself. And number two, you're not entitled to a jury trial. You try it in front of a judge.
So it's like a hearing. You get a hearing. You go before the judge.
Yeah, it's a trial, but it's a hearing. It'll probably take three hours or something.
And then you get a ticket.
Boom. And then you get a $100 fine if you're convicted. For 5 years, I have been trying to change the law so that it's an infraction, not a misdemeanor. This year, the bill was supported by the District Attorneys Association, California Judicial Council, and it failed on the assembly floor last week.
That was, but next year, you're going to bring it back up?
You bet. Sanity.
Save the state millions of dollars.
It'll save $4 to $5 million a year.
Well, it's great having you on the show. You're going to stick around for the next couple of hours. That is the Honorable Judge Quentin Kopp, Superior Court Judge in San Mateo County, joining us, filling in for Willie L. Brown, Jr. And coming up in the next hour, we have the filmmakers from Loose Change, which is about the conspiracy in 911. Corey Rowe and Dylan Avery will join us. And at the top of the hour, of course, always news, headlines, weather, and sports. Keeping it real, Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. All dressed up and nowhere to go. CNN's Dick Giuliano reporting live from the Kennedy Space Center tells us the shuttle astronauts were strapped in, ready to launch at this hour.
Jim, here's Launch Director Mike Leinbach informing Atlantis Commander Brent Jett just moments ago that Atlantis will not launch today.
The eco sensor issue today, and what we decided to do as a team was to follow the launch commit criteria as written, and so we are going to detank this vehicle, come back in tomorrow.
The eco sensor is the engine cutoff sensor. It failed a launch pad test today. The launch team will be back tomorrow, and the astronauts will try again. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN at the Kennedy Space Center.
The Senate Intelligence Committee today issues a report on intelligence gathering leading up to the invasion of Iraq. And our Bob Costantini says it almost certainly will rekindle debate on the reasons for going to war.
You don't hear much about Ahmed Chalabi anymore. Lately, he's been in and out of Iraq's fledgling government. But in the months leading up to the war, he headed the exile group Iraqi National Congress. Chalabi will be mentioned in the report the Senate Intelligence Committee is releasing for his influence on intelligence about Saddam Hussein and Iraq's weapons of mass destruction program. Democrats on the committee say the report shows Chalabi's word was taken as gospel by the Bush White House, leading to the March 2003 invasion.
A car bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed two American service personnel today. At least 11 civilian bystanders also were killed. The Taliban claims responsibility. CNN's Anderson Cooper in Kabul tells us American intelligence now thinks a Taliban leader not seen for 5 years is living in neighboring Pakistan.
For the first time, intelligence source saying they believe that Mullah Omar, the man who was the leader of the Taliban, the man who's last been seen in December of 2001, that blind cleric, they believe he is living, in fact, inside Pakistan, in the city of Quetta or in the surrounding area.
The Taliban's been making resurgences in many parts of Afghanistan in recent months. This is CNN Radio.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Attention Bay Area residents, announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At crutchfield.com, finding the HD Radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD Radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD Radio purchases for free. Get into HD Radio at crutchfield.com.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
It's 8:04 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott, and this report is brought to us by Mattress Discounters. Here's what's going on in the Bay Area. Petaluma crash. It's at 101 southbound at Petaluma Boulevard. In the center divide, the backup starts at San Antonio Road North. Look out for an accident near the East 14th Street off-ramp, 238 northbound, as you head over to 880. Caldecott Tunnel, a little bit busier eastbound this morning than normal. Westbound traffic from the 680 interchange through the tunnel looks to be normal for this time of the morning. Car down the embankment and into the water. It's at 121 and the 37 interchange. Westbound traffic is stopping to take a look at it. Palo Alto, crash on the shoulder now, 101 northbound before Embarcadero. Don't miss Mattress Discounters' free box spring sale. Right now, when you buy any select Sealy or Simmons mattress at their everyday low price, you get the matching box spring absolutely free. And on approved credit, you'll sleep free for an entire year. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep or less. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit quakeradio.com. It's 8:05. Shuttle could be launched this weekend. We've got a delay. We'll update you. News headlines at 8:15. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. It's 8:05 a.m. here on 960 a.m. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie with the Honorable Judge Quentin Kopp filling in. We have a Superior Court Justice who can give us some insight into what is going on with our court right now. However, do we have the gentleman on the air, the two filmmakers? Yes. No, we don't know. No, they're not here. We're going to have the filmmakers from a movie called Loose Change going to join us in this segment. It's about a conspiracy theory. I don't know. It says 911 conspiracy right now. But if you are interested in seeing this movie, The Quake invites you to be our guest at the movies on September 12th, which is next Tuesday, at the Fabled Duck Room Theater in San Francisco. We're showing a free, I repeat, free double feature, Jeff Ross's USO tour documentary, Patriot Act, where a bunch of comedians went over to Iraq. I saw this film. It's a great little film. There's comedy, and he interacts with a lot of our soldiers over there. It's really interesting. It doesn't come from any sort of political agenda. It doesn't foster good, bad. It just shows you what's going on over there through the eyes of a group of comedians. That's Patriot Act, and the director of that was Jeff Ross, one of the comedians involved. And then we're going to show Loose Change, the movie that the filmmakers are going to speak to us about later on. And that's a well-researched look at the unanswered questions surrounding September 11th, including the rumor, of course, that Willie Brown was warned beforehand not to. I think that's one of the things in the film. We'll have to talk to the filmmakers about it. But if you want to attend this double feature for free, you can go to quakeradio.com, and it will be on there. Your ability to go to this.
Do you remember?
Bite you.
Well,
double feature.
I apologize for stepping on your line there. But do you remember that percentage of people in a survey that I've read about in the last 2 weeks who think that there was a conspiracy, an internal conspiracy, to do the acts that occurred on September 11, 2001? It's something in the 30s.
30% of Americans?
Yeah, think there is a or was a conspiracy.
Nobody's willing to take this at face value. Everybody wants to believe that there was something deeper and darker.
Yeah. I'm not a conspiracist. I'm naive.
Well, let's talk to a couple of people who can explain to us what's going on. The filmmakers are Corey Rowe and Dylan Avery, the directors of Loose Change, and I think we have one of them on the line. Hello?
Yes, you do. You have Dylan Avery on the line.
Dylan Avery, hey, how you doing? Welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Thank you. Which Will is this speaking?
I'm Will Durst, and filling in for Willie Brown, we have Judge Quentin Kopp is joining us here.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, good morning. Mr. Brown can't join us, huh?
Dylan, he's winging his way northward as we speak. Where are you?
I am located in upstate New York.
Upstate New York?
Whereabouts?
Oneonta, actually. It's an hour away.
I know Oneonta. I grew up in Syracuse.
Oh, outstanding.
All right. Hartwick College, Oneonta, New York.
Hartwick and SUCO.
National Soccer Hall of Fame.
Oh, no
collegiate.
Kidding.
That's right, in Oneonta. All right.
Tell us about the film, man.
Well, basically, to sum it up really briefly, the premise of the film is to bring to light a number, and actually a large number, of the unanswered questions that are surrounding September 11th.
Such as?
A lot of the key points of September 11th, things like the demolition of the Twin Towers, allegedly the progressive gravity-driven pancake collapse of the Twin Towers, where if you begin to look at it scientifically, and I would like to say reasonably, it becomes more and more apparent that the Twin Towers, and especially World Trade Center Building 7, couldn't possibly have fallen the way that they did without assistance from some kind of devices inside the building.
What do you base this on?
I'm basing this on testimony from people who certified the steel that was used in the World Trade Center. I'm basing this on testimony from Professor Stephen Jones of Brigham Young University. He's done a massive thesis on the demolition of the World Trade Center. And again, I'm not claiming to be an expert or a scientist by any means. I'm just picking up on the questions that have already been asked by those before me. And more now than ever are now being asked by the 9/11 family members and victims themselves. And I think that is what vindicates our cause most, more than anything.
Now, are you just presenting the doubts, or are you advocating the doubts?
I present and advocate doubts because I think it's very healthy for us as Americans and as human beings to question everything. And if something is being told to us that we feel is either illogical or we're not being told the whole truth, I feel that it is our duty to investigate, and especially if these things are coming from our own government or our own media.
How do you square the content of your book with the 9/11 Commission report?
How does it jive with the commission, you mean?
Yeah.
I would say that it's definitely in conflict with the commission, considering that the 9/11 Commission report didn't even feel it was necessary to mention World Trade Center Building 7, even though that's probably one of the more puzzling aspects of September 11th. They don't even mention that the building collapsed at all. I mean, it's not that they don't go into the collapse, it's that the building didn't even exist, according to the Commission report. And, to a lot of people, that's highly suspect. There's other instances where the 9/11 Commission report has in some cases proven to have either distorted or left out the facts. And
what kind of motivations do you ascribe? I mean, if the World Trade Center's the two towers came down, why take down seven?
See, that's a very good question. I think that's why people need to look into World Trade Center Building 7, because there were a lot of things inside that building that might raise suspicion. They had offices from, you know, the Secret Service, the Department of Defense, IRS, CIA, you name it. You know, the building was a government hotbed. And, you know, us as investigators, we would like to know, too, you know, why would you demolish a 47-story skyscraper at 5:20 p.m. in broad daylight? Recent explanations, possible explanations have come to light, like 25% of the building was scooped out, or there was a diesel tank in the basement. But, you know, none of these things can be attributed to the fact that the building fell straight down in under 7 seconds. It was a 47-story steel-framed modern skyscraper, and it fell down in 7 seconds. And all you have to do is watch the video to all of your listeners, and I know it's really hard to take my word for it, so I encourage people to go out and watch the video of World Trade Center Building 7 collapsing.
Where would somebody find that video?
You know, you could probably just type it into Google, but if people want to watch our film for free right now, they can go to seelosechange.com, and it'll take you right there where you watch it. And we briefly touch upon Building 7, not nearly as much as we would have liked to, but that and many other things are some of the problems we're going to fix in the version we're working on right now, which is tentatively titled Loose Change Final Cut.
I said book. I correct myself. I'm sorry. Movie. Did you have an opportunity to interview the chairman of the 9/11 commission or any of the commission members?
We haven't had a chance, actually. We've definitely been thinking about it, and I think Jason Burmes, our associate, has left a couple of voicemails there. Again, I'm not entirely certain, but I do believe we've tried contacting them.
Do you also include the Pentagon?
Yeah, we also touch upon the Pentagon. In the second edition, we're fairly opinionated about what happened. But
how many editions do you have? What do you mean the second edition?
well, basically, I released, you know, this whole thing started pretty grassroots. I released the first edition of Loose Change in April 2005. It kind of had somewhat of a limited underground following, and I used the resources that I got from Loose Change. You know, people started sending me footage. They started, doing 3D graphics for me and sending it in, and it became apparent to me that I needed to, you know, I felt, you know, why not? I'll just remake it and re-release it with better evidence. And that's what I did, and that's the second edition that I'm referring to.
Our guest is Dylan Avery. He's one of the directors of the movie Loose Change. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm basically the director.
And who's Corey Rowe?
Corey Rowe is my best friend and producer.
So he's the money man.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
And what's your background?
My background, I mean, if you want me to be completely honest, I don't have any college education. I actually applied to film school, Purchase College, in Westchester County twice, and got rejected both times. And I figured, well, you know what? Who cares? So I can't go to college. I'll make a movie anyway. And I was actually just getting out of high school when September 11th occurred. So it was right after I graduated that I started working on a restaurant that later turned out to be owned by James Gandolfini. And after having a late night bar conversation with him, it really kind of rang true, some advice that he gave me that, you know, if I was going to do something, then I had to do something important. And that's when I started writing what would eventually turn out to be Loose Change.
So Tony Soprano is the germ of this movie.
Well, he definitely played a motivating factor. I have yet to find out whether or not Mr. Gandolfini's had a chance to watch my film. I'm sure someone has passed the anecdote on to him.
Mr. Avery, can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
What we'd like to do, if you're amenable to this, is to get to phone calls from our listeners. 866-960-5753 is the number. 866-960, which are our call numbers, and 5753, which is KQKE. If you want to talk and ask some questions of Dylan Avery, he's the director of Loose Change 2, which is the middle part of a trilogy coming up, Loose Change, the final edition. We'll find out what the title Loose Change means after we get all the news, latest headlines from John Scott in the newsroom here on 960 The Quake. Give us a call.
It's 8:17 at 9:60 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. I'm John Scott. Good morning. Space Shuttle Atlantis isn't lifting off today. NASA will give it a try again tomorrow. A faulty fuel tank sensor made him a little jittery. The decision to scrub came with the six astronauts on board and strapped in STS-115. If you live in Oakland, you have a chance to declutter the garage this weekend. It's a honeydew that might do something good for the environment. San Leandro-based Electronic Waste Management is sponsoring a free hazardous e-waste collection. If you're a resident of the city, from noon until 5 today, and then 9 a.m. to 3 tomorrow, you can drop off televisions, computers, telephone equipment at the Coliseum parking lot. That would be Lot D off 66th Avenue. The one thing that they won't take, microwaves, household appliances, smoke detectors, or car and truck batteries. Quake traffic at 8:17. Slow through San Francisco, coming up 280 southbound between 101 and Monterey Boulevard. There's a stall at Alameda that has it blocked up there. Oakland Hills look okay coming in on 24. There was some earlier eastbound congestion. It's better now for whatever reason. And the Bay Bridge metering lights are on, heavy up the incline, but no problems. And 101 northbound before Embarcadero in Palo Alto, crash now on the shoulder. Very mild in the Bay Area this weekend. Sunny, a little bit windy, daytime highs, 50s beaches, 60s and 70s around the Bay, and only the upper 70s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you really want just any window and door company working on your home? One thing conservatives and liberals agree on is that Custom Exteriors is the only window replacement company that's diamond certified and a member of the BBB Honor Roll with zero complaints. Other companies spin their track record but now get the straight facts. Get your free 19-point check. List what you should know before you buy and what company you can really trust. Call 1-800-GET-WINDOWS. Be a smart consumer. Get the real facts. Call 1-800-GET-WINDOWS today, where only the best will do. 1-800-GET-WINDOWS.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Somebody say dip! Champ.
It's back, and it's bigger than ever on HBO.
You know it's a rough world when the vice president doing a drive-by.
The show that made history is about to make a whole lot more.
How do you feel about being kicked out of Olympics because of steroids?
Well, basically, this is ridiculous.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam, hosted by Mike Epps.
Y'all think I'm going to hell for that joke right there?
Guests include Bill Bellamy, Mark Curry, Earthquake, Adele Gibbons, D.L. Hughley, and many more.
As I said, black people are lazy. They don't like to work. We worked in this country for 400 years for free. We ain't lazy. We on vacation.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam. The legend continues. All new episodes Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, beginning September 10th on HBO. Or see it first on HBO On Demand.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam is back and bigger than before, with new host Mike Epps and a rotating lineup of fresh and familiar faces. Don't miss Deaf Comedy Jam, beginning Sunday, September 10th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960 The Quake.
CBS showed a film about Ronald Reagan, which portrayed him in a bad light. It was called Fiction. It's not unusual to have fiction. And I think if the Clinton administration officials had been as aggressive about going after bin Laden as they are about protecting their reputation, this would have been a safer country.
Particularly if they're going to claim it's based on the 9/11 Commission report, they shouldn't have scenes which are directly contradicted by the factual findings of the 9/11 Commission.
9-1-1, 3 days away. It's 090806. It's 8:22 a.m. You're listening to 9:60 a.m. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst, filling in for Willie Brown is the Honorable Quentin Kopp. No Junior.
No Junior. No.
Because we got Willie Brown Junior. I'm William Durst Junior.
There is a revelation.
Huh?
Changes my whole perspective about you.
Oh, yeah? That I'm a junior?
Yeah.
I'm Billy.
How was it being a junior?
It was all right.
Was it all right?
I like the JR at the end.
Yeah. I named my first child of three after my father. So he became Shepherd S. Kopp II.
Second.
But at the age of 41, almost 42, I noticed he never uses the second.
Well, yeah, it's understandable. Right. Sammy Davis Jr. just became Sammy Davis after a while. Well, our guest is Dylan Avery, to change gears a little bit. He is the director of a movie called Loose Change, which takes exception with the conventional wisdom of what happened on 9-1-1. Dylan Avery, how did you come up with the title Loose Change?
Well, Loose Change was actually the title of the original fictional project that I embarked on in May 2002, that I briefly mentioned in the past segment. It's funny, people will actually deride me for that and say, oh, you went into this making a fiction film, and it's absolutely remained fiction to this day. When, in reality, I went into the project writing a fictional story about myself and my friends discovering that our government was, in one way or another, behind the attacks of 9/11. And I began looking into September 11th because I wanted to get my facts straight if I was going to write about it. And the more and more I looked into the hard, the really hard, irrefutable details of 9/11, just the simple fact that within the first few weeks, the FAA and NORAD and ABC News were all giving conflicting testimonies as to where the fighter jets took off from, what time they took off, how fast they were flying. So it seemed like there were a lot of multiple explanations coming out for what happened on that day. And for me, at least, it was really telling that the government couldn't get their story straight. And they had all these conflicting testimonies about how they responded to the attacks in the first place. And I think that was the one thing that really clued me in. And then I stumbled upon some research on the World Trade Center, and, that was it for me.
Well, let's take some questions from some callers. We have Phil in San Jose. Phil, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and you're on with the Honorable Quentin Kopp, Will Durst, and Dylan Avery, the director of Loose Change. Do you have a question?
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My question is, I wondered if the gentleman has heard of Dr. David Ray Griffin. He's a pastor of the Church of the Rose in Santa Rosa. And he's written the book, The New Pearl Harbor, which chronicles the 9/11 Commission's omissions and distortions. And he proposes a theory that the government, if they were not complicit in the act in 9/11, they at least knew about it. And the New Pearl Harbor, of course, depicts the idea that this was similar to a World War II.
Where there are rumors that Franklin Roosevelt knew of the Japanese invasion of Pearl Harbor.
Well, that was a Republican line, particularly, in 1941
was
and
that ever proved?
42. No.
It was never proved?
No.
That's one of the problems.
It's also reminiscent, of course, of post-John F. Kennedy assassination theories. And we have the replica of the Warren Commission, which was chaired by the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. And I suppose it can be accurately declared that the challenges to the integrity of the Warren Commission report have diminished over the last two decades.
Well, I don't know the challenges.
But recall the Oliver Stone movie.
I don't know. if the I think people have just become accustomed to the fact that we'll never get to know. There's so much that we don't
anyway,
know.
Anyway, that's not to debase the work of Mr. Avery and Mr. Rowe.
Mr. Avery, have you ever heard of this pastor from Santa Rosa?
Yes, David Ray Griffin is actually a close associate of ours now. And I think what the caller had to say was very telling, and I think it's one of the key aspects of 9/11 that we can't deny. That if our government was not behind the attacks themselves, then they were criminally negligent. And again, that becomes apparent the more and more you look into how they respond to the attacks. The fact that President Bush said that immediately following the first response, he implemented our government's emergency response plans, but then he's in Sarasota Booker Elementary, and Andrew Card leans in and tells him that the nation is under attack, and he proceeds to sit at the school for another 10 minutes. Now, I mean, if the nation was under a surprise attack and the actions of the hijackers were still unknown to them and everything, you know, anything was at risk, then why let the President of the United States at a publicly disclosed conference in the first place? I mean, they had announced his appearance at the school almost a week beforehand. Your first priority as the Secret Service would be to get the President out of there and to safety as soon as possible.
But you saw his face.
Oh, yeah, I saw his face, totally blank stare. I mean, he just kind of stares off into space and then reads.
But isn't the fact that he was at a pre-announced place contradictory of the presumed theory of your movie?
I don't believe so, no.
That you still think he had pre-knowledge? That look on his face where he is stunned, he's having an out-of-body experience?
That is actually the thing, is that some people have argued that President Bush might have been severely out of the loop in regards to 9/11. And again, I'm really not I'm not trying to implicate any specific people, just like I'm not trying to implicate the entire U.S. government, because I know that a majority of government employees are 9-to-5ers who love their job and love their family and love their country. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that all government is evil, and I'm not trying to implicate, you know, millions of innocent Americans. I'm saying that it begins apparent once you begin looking into it that key members of the Bush administration, people like Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, outside members like Scooter Libby, and in fact those three names that I just mentioned were actually signers of a document back in September 2000 called Rebuilding America's Defenses, published by a group called the Project for a New American Century. And again, you can go and find all these documents online.
Right.
You can read them right from government sources.
Our viewers are pretty familiar with New American Century. We have another caller, Ellen Carroll. In Corte Madera, you're on with us, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And our guest is Dylan Avery, the director of Loose Change. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a comment and a question. The program host said at the beginning that it's looking like about 30% of the American public now believes that there is something that does not add up in the official story. And what I'd like to say is that at this point, it's not helpful or appropriate to attack those people who are being dismissed as conspiracy theorists. Right now, what we need is for our media and our government to start looking into these questions and giving us information.
But I think the media would argue that they have investigated these things and not found any basis.
Well, I would dispute that. I don't think they've looked very hard. And I think that it comes down to whether we're willing to believe the official story or not. And I think the media that we have today is way too willing to believe, or at least to print the official story.
Well, even the director, Dylan Avery, has said that either we were complicit or we were criminally negligent. And I am perfectly willing to believe the latter.
The latter, yeah.
Yeah. But we're negligent.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think that the people who control our Pentagon, who have billions of dollars to use at their disposal, are incompetent or negligent. I think they know what they're doing. And I think the big problem is that most of us don't want to believe that our government would kill its own citizens.
Well, that's certainly true.
And that's where you face that fear factor, that fear factor, where people do not want to believe that. Well, we're willing to spend money to go kill other people who don't look like us in other countries, but would we do it to our own people? And my answer to that is we're close to 3,000 people dying for this war that we know was unjustified and that we got lied into.
Ellen,
so, yeah, we are willing to kill our own people.
Thank you for your call, Ellen. Dylan, do you have a closing statement for us? And why should we go see Loose Change 2 and not wait for Loose Change, The Final Conflict?
Well, because we think it's important for people to be aware of this information as soon as possible. And again, they can go to seelosechangealloneword.com and go and watch the second edition of our film for free. We're actually we're giving a small preview of the final cut on Sunday, September 10th, the night before our peaceful rally at Ground Zero on Monday. My final thoughts, thank you guys for having me on the show. It's been a very fair and balanced conversation. I've definitely enjoyed it. Please give
sounds like you've had a couple that weren't fair and balanced.
No, it's fine. You know, I love doing radio shows. If you could give my best to Willie, I would appreciate it.
Oh, you got it. I'm sorry he wasn't here, but he was ably represented. Thank you for joining us, Kevin Avery, Dylan Avery, and say hello to Corey Rowe, who is your co-conspirator on Loose Change, the 911 conspiracy movie. Coming up, we'll have more of your calls here on 960 The Quake. That is 866-960-5753. Call us. Let us know what you thought of that interview or the conspiracy theories. Do we know everything we should know? And that is definitely not true. Let's go to CNN. We got some news. We got some traffic. We got updates here on 960 The Quake.
Eight 9:60 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. A familiar problem has forced today's launch of space shuttle Atlantis ST-115 to be scrubbed. A faulty fuel tank sensor prompted NASA engineers to just scrub it for today. They're going to try it again tomorrow at 8:15 a.m. our time, the fourth try to get Atlantis off the ground for this mission. As the shuttle was being fueled up this morning, a sensor in the hydrogen fuel tank gave a weird reading, and it made the engineers a little bit nervous. Democratic candidate for Governor Phil Angelides is holding a town hall meeting with students at City College in San Francisco at the Student Lounge. That's at 10 a.m. Then Angelides will head to San Jose to meet up with representatives of the Service Employees International Union at a conference that they're holding this morning. Let's check traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center, 8:33. Brought to you this time by the Sleep Train. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Stall blocking the off-ramp right now at Port Chicago Highway if you're going eastbound on Highway 4. Some earlier problems westbound 4, those familiar ones, are all cleared up. Still pretty busy through there. Bay Bridge approaches look okay. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. New stall report in the right lane at 150th, 580 eastbound. And slow around there. Accident on the shoulder now, 101 northbound at 92 this morning. Right now at Sleep Train, during their mattress price war sale, the top brands are battling it out to see if they can give you the best savings. And on approved credit, you'll get free financing for 12 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. Here's the weekend forecast. Real nice. A little bit windy this weekend. 50s beaches, 60s and 70s on the peninsula. Upper 70s way inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th annual Exotic Erotic Ball. October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right. The world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend. Featuring flesh, fetish and fantasy. Plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 hosts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins. Within.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD Radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD Radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD Radio purchases for free. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth.
Match you with the truth at the speed of sound. We are just keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. As are you, filling in for very ably for Willie Brown, is the Honorable Quentin Kopp. And 960 The Quake invites you to be our guest at the movies on September 12th at the fabled Dark Room Theater in San Francisco. We're showing a free double feature, Jeff Ross's USO tour documentary, Patriot Act, highlighting a great stand-up comedy tour of Iraq. Drew Carey's in it, and Kathy Kinney's in it, and a couple of other people. This is followed by Loose Change, the second edition. We just talked to one of the directors. It's a well-researched look. It's about unanswered questions surrounding September 11th. And if you want more information, go to quakeradio.com.
Where is the fabled Dark Theater?
No idea. Dark Room Theater?
Dark Room Theater.
The fabled San Francisco. It's in the Mission. Yeah, that narrows it down. Right. Yep. Yeah, thanks, Chris Mason. It's in the Mission. We got some emails, and we have some phone calls. Let me read your email. This is from Joe in Sunnyvale, and his email is, this guy is full of crap. I recently watched the National Geographic special, refutes many of the points this snot-nosed kid claims. Most glaring is the urban myth that Willie Brown knew something prior to the planes crashing, and there are numerous distortions. Just because he says it, don't make it so. 911 was terrible, but it was awful, but this Dillard kid is profiting by lies. Yeah. Well, that's
harsh.
One opinion.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Excessively harsh. Sounds like a well-meaning young fellow who has much initiative, resourcefulness, and linguistic ability.
Yeah, I thought he was good.
But that's the way it is in upstate New York. What can we do?
They're educated.
We're born with all those qualities.
I blame you. Oh, here we go. The fabled Darkroom Theater is between 18th and 19th Street, 2.67 blocks from the 16th Street BART station, between the pawn shop and the laundromat.
Now you're talking.
Well, we have narrowed it down. We are taking your calls and your emails. You want to talk to us about Loose Change or any of the conspiracy theories about surrounding 911, give us a call at 866-960-5753. Right now, Judge Kopp, we have Jay in Larkspur joining us here. He's keeping it real.
Jay, good morning.
Just to rebut the individual that sent that email, I would like to point out that over a half an hour elapsed in between the second hit to the WTC and the hit to the Pentagon, meaning that the Air Force, NORAD, the Defense Department, whoever, had a half an hour what, 15 minutes at the very least to get an aircraft in the air and go and confront the alleged Flight 77. This is, if it is the criminal negligence, then my question is, why the hell does Donald Rumsfeld still have a job in this administration?
That's a separate question, Jay.
That's called an imponderable.
All right, well, that's just my take on the subject.
Jay, have you seen the movie United 93?
Actually, no. I am not interested in that. I've seen clips, I've seen reviews. It strikes me as blatant propaganda.
Perhaps it is blatant propaganda, but what it does do is it shows all the confusion between NORAD and the Air Traffic Control Center at the time.
Yeah,
one of the things was the planes took off over the ocean, and by the time they got reoriented, I imagine 5 to 10 minutes had already passed, so to get them back took another 5 to 10 minutes, and then to find their quarry at that time, I think that would easily explain. You have to think, these things happen so quickly, nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew how many more airliners. I mean, it's... As Judge Kopp says, it's an imponderable. It's going to be hard to figure out fact to separate the chaff from the wheat here. Paul in Albany, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. What do you think?
Well, I have one comment about 9/11, and it's always bothered me from the very beginning. There's all this discussion about the people from Cantor Fitzgerald, who I know were hurt the most, but there's no discussion about the Mexican dishwashers, the Haitian house cleaners, the Puerto Ricans, the Dominicans, all the, you know, the little people.
Paul, what are you talking about? There's a lot of talk about Cantor Fitzgerald. I don't understand.
Oh, well, Cantor Fitzgerald is a...
yes, I know who they are. Yes, I know who they are. But why is there all this talk about them? And
well, because they had like 600 members of their staff killed. And a lot of these people, they're relatively well off, and they were photogenic, and they were shown on TV, and the people who I think were needed sympathy and help and whatever
were overlooked.
Were overlooked. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. Second thing about conspiracy theories, we never know because we don't know the truth. That's why they're called theories. But Lawrence Livermore Lab, about 2 weeks ago, there was a front page story in the Contra Costa Times that about the bullets that killed Kennedy and injured Connolly and et cetera, et cetera. And these scientists, you know, they have a far better equipment than they had, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
And they, 43.
And they simply showed that the single bullet theory was total nonsense. And I know Earl Warren was an honorable person, and I know Thomas Keene's an honorable person. I don't have any time for represent Hamilton because I think he's a right-wing so-called Democrat.
Well, I think you're right, Paul. I think Arlen Specter's magic bullet theory has been pretty much discounted over the years. The fact that, and it didn't take 43 years for us to figure out that it would be hard for one bullet to do all that damage. Michael in Marin, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
How are you doing?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
I was just going to say I watched Loose Change DVD, and then I bought 10 of them and gave to different people. Because it's important that people have the knowledge that's in there, just so they have a better view of what's going on. And a couple of interesting things that didn't get mentioned is the plane that was Flight 93 was back on the United Manifest about 4 days later, the same plane with the same tail numbers and everything else, and they don't reassign those numbers.
That couldn't have been a clerical error?
Well, there's a photograph of it sitting on the tarmac. And also, that same day, two planes landed in Cleveland.
Is there a dated photograph of it sitting on the tarmac?
Yeah.
I mean, how would you date a photograph like that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Would you hold up today's newspaper in front of it?
Ramifications of doing that.
Like a hostage suspect?
I mean, I don't have answers, but somebody needs to find them. And I mean, if you see the film...
Does it mention Willie Brown being given advance warning? About not to fly, do you remember?
I don't remember, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But it's really, I think people should see it just to have the knowledge that's out there. I mean, when there
was... Well, you're right. I think you're right. I think you're right in a way. I think it's good to be a bit suspicious or skeptical.
When those towers collapsed, everybody I knew said, wow, that was a controlled demolition. It just, that's what it looked like. That's what it sounded like. And he's true about Building 7. There was nothing wrong with it. And the guy who managed Building 7 said that, well, there was so much death and destruction around, we decided just to pull it. And when you pull it, that's the term that people who demolish buildings use for setting off the charges. And the guy who managed the building just said, we decided to pull it. He's on film saying that. And, of course, if you remember about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they said, oh, the brand new Building 7 is up.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
There is just a lot of unanswered questions that are presented that I think people should at least be aware of.
Well, thank you for your call, Michael and Marin.
Good call.
I think people are...
Can't argue with the fact that you should be aware.
I think everybody's frustrated. I think everybody has this hole. And we know that America is not always the great saint. We're not the great Satan, but we're not the great saint either. So.
And we're human beings.
Yeah.
And negligence occurs.
Well, also
and confusion systems are not perfect.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever know for sure.
But especially in confusion.
But you have to keep digging at the truth.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your calls. We'll be taking more later on in the show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, of course, and we're going to have Betsy Rosenberg join us from EcoTalk. And she has some exciting news about her show that she wants to share with us. And then, 9:30, Debbie Durst. The Honorable Debbie Durst.
That's why I'm here.
10th player, sponsored by Trace Agaves, is going to be here. Talk about the opening, the next homestand of the San Francisco Giants, which begins tonight with a game against the San Diego Padres. That will be all here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. But coming up next, what would Quentin do? WWQD. A new segment here, filling in for what would Willie do. Right now, John Scott is in the newsroom. Right in front of him, he has all the latest headlines to keep us aware of what's happening in the world, what we can know, how little we can know. He's got it all for us on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:48 on 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom.
Get ready to hear a lot in the next few days about a tape recording of comments made by Governor Schwarzenegger in a closed-door meeting with his advisors. The governor on the tape is heard referring to Cubans and Puerto Ricans as being very hot because, he says, of their black blood and their Latino blood. You can expect Democrats to jump on the comments as politically incorrect or some similar variation thereof. Republicans, meanwhile, have already begun their job of poo-pooing the statements. Assemblywoman Bonnie Garcia, who is, by the way, Puerto Rican and the only Latino Republican in the state legislature, says Schwarzenegger's comments don't bother her. As a matter of fact, she often tells him she's a hot-blooded Latina.
The Quake's John Rivers reporting. ABC reportedly plans to make adjustments and refinements, their words, to the 9/11 miniseries that has been inundated with criticism from Clinton administration officials. An ABC exec told the Washington Post this morning the network wants to make it clearer that it was general indecisiveness by officials that left the country vulnerable to terror attacks and not any one individual, which was basically Bill Clinton. The docudrama is going to be on ABC 7 Sunday and Monday night, and it was supposed to be based, in part at least, on the 9/11 Commission's report. Here's quick traffic at 8:50 in the Bay Area. Menlo Park, heavy through, say, Willow Road to 237, a stall in the right lane at University. That's on southbound 101. In Marin, 101 northbound at North San Pedro, stall blocking the middle lanes there. Bay Bridge meteor and lights are on, heavy on the upper deck, but no major problems to report. Very mild in the Bay Area through Sunday. A little bit breezy, too, especially by Sunday afternoon. Daytime highs, 50s, beaches, 60s and 70s on the peninsula. Upper 70s, far inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer, and before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the Bay Area, many customers are already saving 20% on their monthly Pacific gas and electric bill with the CARE program. A savings of over $350 a year could mean extra groceries or a few tanks of gas. There are still thousands of customers who qualify but haven't signed up. Applying is free, easy, and confidential. For an application, call 1-866-PGE-CARE or stop by any Smart and Final store in Northern California.
The new fall season, it's coming soon on 960 The Quake.
New shows,
better times,
better progressive talk radio.
It starts September 18th on 960 The Quake.
What would Quentin do?
Today we're going to ask the Honorable Quentin Kopp a question of local, national, or international import. He's going to dig deep into his well of wisdom and sagacity as years of public service have invested upon him in a segment we call What Would Quentin Do? Sir, along with your position as Superior Court Justice in San Mateo County, you've recently been appointed chairman of the California High-Speed Rail Authority. We haven't heard much about the high-speed rail lately. What can be done to implement this line and this project? What would Quentin do?
Quentin would do what Quentin is doing now, and that is to purvey information about California's future as represented by high-speed rail. I'm talking about trains that travel at 200 miles per hour or faster by the time this first segment is finished in about 10 years. And the first segment is San Francisco to Los Angeles in 2.5 hours from Transbay Terminal to Union Station in downtown Los Angeles. And I defy anybody to give me a faster mode of travel between here and Los Angeles by the time you finish reaching the airport and then parking, or you're taking BART, I hope, you're still in for more than 2.5 hours. It's a $20 billion project, first segment as I just described. The whole project, of course, eventually will take us San Diego up to Sacramento and also eastward through Orange County to Ontario Airport, for example, in San Bernardino County, and that probably has a price tag today of about $35 billion. We'll have a chance 2 years from November to approve the first part of it, funding, and that is a $10 billion bond issue. Meantime, in this year's State Budget Act, we were given $14.3 million to begin the engineering and right-of-way acquisition procedures. Tremendous amount of right-of-way has to be built.
Yeah.
And the alignment will be, take it from L.A., it's easier for me, to Palmdale, which will be L.A. County in Southern California's airport of this century, because LAX cannot be expanded. Ontario has its limits, and it's farther away from L.A. Anyway, from Union Station to Palmdale, then to Bakersfield, then basically following the Highway 99 alignment to Fresno, to Modesto, then in to San Francisco, either over Pacheco Pass into San Jose first, and then
Gilroy,
up the peninsula right-of-way to San Francisco, using that same right-of-way, but different tracks,
San Francisco,
obviously.
Or Oakland?
San Francisco, or over the Altamont Pass into Oakland, then to San Jose, and then to San Francisco. So that basically is the description.
So you're the chairman of this.
I was appointed by the Senate Rules Committee to the authority middle of June. At the August 9th meeting, I was elected chairman. It's a tremendous responsibility.
Do we have the political will?
I hope so. One of the problems since I left the legislature is the lack of a legislative champion. I think we have a candidate for that, State Senator Dean Flores from Fresno. I hope there will be others, such as newly elected members of the Assembly and the State Senate. There will be 44 new members of the legislature come January. That's over one-third of the entire 120-member legislature, and in those 44, I am optimistic about finding some more champions of it.
Well, I hope you do. And it's going to be a bond measure November of 08.
Of 08.
And the governor's on board?
The governor is on board. Not only did he approve.
And we approve of going to the top of the hour with news here on 960 The Quake. We'll be back.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The next space shuttle mission has been delayed time and again, and now yet again.